Groover heard them coming. Making the bow line fast to a nubby rock, he leaped down onto the sand.
Come on, mateys, stay your stumps, or we'll miss the tide.
His boat was a double-sail ketch, which he had stolen from three sea rats a season ago. It was a trim-lined little vessel, with fore and aft sails, the latter being set slightly in front of the rudder. Groover gasped as he helped them to heave their packs on board. He loosed the bowline as they skipped aboard.
Stamp me, rudder! You're trying to sink us with victuals!
Skerum wrinkled his nose at the sea otter.
You carry on scoffing seaweed and sprats. Leave this to us, pal.
Groover caught the breeze just right and sent the ketch skimming on a northwesterly tack, his hearty laugh ringing out.
Ha-ha! Me old mateys! Welcome aboard the stop dog!
Sagax looked at him questioningly.
The stop dog?
Groover winked and gave him a roguish grin.
Aye! That's the last thing I heard those three sea rats hollering after me. Stop dog! So that's why I call her the stop dog.
Skerum tried to rise gingerly from a sitting position.
Shouldn't we be doing something? Paddling or tugging on ropes to make this boat go?
Groover had the foresail fixed and the stern sail controlled in one paw, as he held the tiller with the other.
Bless your heart, no mate. This thing goes by herself, though it needs a expert's paw like mine to keep her on course.
Sagax watched the skillful otter intently.
How did you learn to sail like that? Did your parents teach you?
Groover shrugged.
I never had no parents, mate. Leastways, none that I knows about. Out here on the briny, it's learn fast or perish, and I wasn't about ready to perish.
Skerum began opening one of the backpacks.
Talking about parents, I'll bet my old pa's whiskers will really curl when he finds out I've hopped it. As for Mum, she'll probably blubber till there ain't a dry kerchief on the flipping mountain. Loves a good blubber, though it drives Pa scatty, what?
Sagax felt his conscience twinging guiltily.
Let's stop talking about parents. Tain't as though we'll never see him again. We'll probably drift back to the mountain in a season or two, when we're too grown up for them to push and shove us around. Ha! Bet they'll be glad to see us then. Come on, Groover, you old sea dog. Give us one of your ditties.
Immediately the cheerful sea otter obliged. He had a good voice.
Oh, I was born in a storm one winter's morn, when I was fat and tiny, with the wind for me pa and the sea for a my way out upon the briny. Let the codfish sing with a ding-a-ling, and the crabs dance with the shark. Hey-ho again for the rolling main, I'm happy as a lark. Oh, my first ship was a cockle shell, I painted it bright red. Oh, hey, I jitter with me tail as a rudder far over the waves I sped. Then a nice old whale made me a sail that helped me to go faster. So I voyaged free on the deep blue sea with no beast for a master.